The things he was saying, he's got me really worried. And as he was describing it, I thought maybe heat stroke. It's been awful hot these last few days.
Uh-huh. Okay now, Gabriel, follow my finger.
He was talking about going to a hospital, but I figured I ought to bring him by here first before making the drive all the way out to... Say, you don't suppose it could be that concussion again? Maybe it was worse than we thought.
Now, look straight ahead.
Or maybe something worse. Perhaps we need to see a psychologist.
That's all. Gabriel, I'm seeing signs of a minor concussion. My guess is we just put you to work too quickly and you just need some rest.
Oh, we can do that.
But I'm hearing and seeing things that aren't there. I mean, that can't be normal.
That's what I was saying, Stan. He's hearing strange voices on the radio and...
Now, Gabriel, that's all crazy talk.
I know it is. That's why I need to go to a hospital.
Gabriel, I was a medic in Vietnam, a trained medical professional. I've examined you thoroughly, twice now, and I can assure you there's nothing wrong with your person beyond an overactive imagination.
You know I trust your judgment, Stan, but maybe just to reassure Gabe...
You seem on edge today, Ruth. Is it that mortgage again? You know I've helped you out before, and I'd be happy to again.
No, I can figure that out. We'll be fine.
Well, I'm sure you will be, but it can be hard for a woman all on her own like yourself, especially when you get all caught up in worries and emotions like this. It's when you start making decisions from that over-emotional place you fall prone to unnecessary expenses. Really, just the cost of gas ought to deter you from driving out to the hospital.
Stan, I can afford gas.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying you're not in the right emotional state to be making decisions.
Maybe I do just need to calm down a moment.
That's why I'm here for you, Ruth. No need to put yourself out just to quell the imaginings of an excitable young man.
Okay, well, I'm not just imagining it. Something's wrong with me.
Really? Gabriel, you're worrying poor Ruth. She has enough anxieties already.
Fine. Don't worry about me. I don't need people to worry about me. I can get to the hospital on my own.
Gabe, wait! Calm down. Gabe!
This is Radiolab. Good morning to all my lovely listeners here in Window. Reggie Realabin Ramirez here, and might I say, a my oh my, and hey, 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 it's looking like another heavenly day in this here town. And don't you worry, folks, that heavenly feeling is bound to continue with tonight's summer movie series. Our own Stan Halliday has chosen the flick for tonight, a feel-good family classic, The Wizard of Oz. So strap on your ruby slippers and remember,
there's no place like Window.
No. No. Not possible. I was walking in a straight line. No. No! Stop it! This doesn't make any sense!
Oh, Will not to fall down and to hold himself still. What am I to act?
Yes. Stop!
The heat wave of 02 caught us all by surprise. Our usually chilly mornings and the cool evenings gradually grew to uncomfortable heights. Gases started to rise, glaciers started to fall, and a gray summer enveloped the world. Our children would make the most of the rising steam. Running through searing vapors and throwing grenades of water, they'd prance about until their lungs filled with the heat. A heat so heavy it threatened to drown. Day after day, I strap on shoes, ready to flee from the omnipresent sun. As gray gravel crunches, greens of trees blur, salted with fear, they turn yellow, then beige. Look down. Cover your mouth. The gravel no longer crunches. It clings to your feet with soot. It blurs to black. It sticks like tar. It pulls you down with each step. Don't look down, they yell. Look up. Up to the blurred lines of blue becoming gray, of clear waters muddying into taupe, and the flowers of yellows and pinks shocked into a pale white of sickness. Color drains from the landscape like a hand squeezed in fear. Fear of unknown. Fear of familiar? Fear of... where am I going? It's been a year, two, maybe three, and I'm short of breath. Steam has filled my esophagus. The volume is at capacity. I can feel myself rising with the gases. I can feel myself falling with the glaciers. It's becoming gray in my eyes and black in my heart. It's becoming white in my eyes and cold in my heart. Cold. Ugh, it feels so nice. In the heat wave of O2, the chill of my heart and the freezing of my blood are my only relief.
Lost?
No, I was just...
Back already?
Look, it's been great with the job and stuff, but I had a plan before I crashed here. I was going to New York.
What's waiting for you in New York?
I'll get a job, find a place, you know, figure it out as I go.
New York doesn't have the nice folks like we have here in Wendell. No Ruth, no Benjamin, no one to put you up and give you a job. I care about you, son. I just want what's best for you. I'd hate to see you leave all this behind.
You're right. But it's time for me to get on my way.
I know I don't have to tell you what it's like to have nothing and no one. That's how you were before, Wendell, and that's how it'll be if you leave.
I was fine before.
Fine? Bouncing from home to home, being teased and ignored, realizing your real family didn't want you? Sounds sure fine to me. You made more of a home at the movie theater than with any of them, didn't you? After all, some of those folks must have been downright nasty.
The movies were just an excuse to get away.
And these hallucinations of yours are too, aren't they, if we're being honest with ourselves? Gabriel, where's this desire to leave coming from? Look at the life you have here. You've finally found your family, Gabe. Don't you throw it away now. It's common for patients of trauma to experience minor delusions, and even more common for foster kids to develop an inability to connect with people. The best thing is to just give yourself time. Listen to me, Gabriel. We're only trying to help you. You need us. You need Wendell. Don't forget what I've done for you. You're like a son to me. I'm not here to make you do anything. You can run, leave if you want, but you'll be helpless out there on your own. Something tells me you'd be back here soon anyway.
I know what's real and what is fake. Even when I'm asleep, my dreams provide me no escape. It's not a secret I can keep. All I want to feel is the river rush, and all I want to hear are the word thrush. To stay close to you is the only thing I learned to do from city living. City living. I prefer rainbows when they come from rain. High above me in the sky, not from oil puddles in sidewalk drains. The concrete's telling me close to you is the only thing I learned to do from city living. City living. City living. City
And we're back, folks, though by now you shouldn't be listening to me, Reggie Ramirez, droning on. My, oh my, you should be at the summer movie series. But for all those who decided a night in was the self-prescribed treatment you deserve, I'm here to bring you a set list of soft jams to conclude our broadcast day and provide the ambiance you need to start counting those sheep and catching those pesky Z's. So take off those boots, lay back in that recliner, and let those sweet, sweet notes lull you all the way to Dreamtown. As always, this is Reggie Ramirez, signing off.
Nighty night, Wendell.
That boy has no sense. Last time he was out on the road, look what happened. He was basically dead when I found him. Does he not even care if he gets hurt again?
Mom, I'm sure he's fine. Stan said he'd bring him back.
Oh, a lot of good that will do. As smart as that man is, he doesn't know jack squat about raising kids. Never mind. I should be careful what I say. Gabriel Rodriguez, I swear, if you ever do that to me again. Oh, Gabe, honey, Benny, go get a wet towel, an ice pack, and some water.
On it.
Oh, dear. I know it's been hard for you to adjust to this place, but, sweetie, you have to trust us. We're trying to look out for you. Gabe, I'm not going to pretend to fully understand what's going on with you since you got here. But in my experience, I've spent a part of my life in a loving family that cared for me. I had my ma and pa and a sister who was my best friend. And I threw all of that away to run off with a man who turned out to be not what I... Well, let's just say I've also spent a part of my life in a family where love wasn't really a factor. But I was trapped there. Benny and I haven't known you very long, but we care about you so much. And I don't want you to feel trapped here with us. So if this whole thing has you trying to escape, you don't have to. You're strong, you're good, and you're loved. We're going to do our damnedest to make sure you land on your feet, whether it's here with us or somewhere else.
No, I'm not strong.
Gabe, that's not what I'm...
I've got frozen peas, some wet paper towels, and Capri Sun.
Lord, give me strength.
It's fine. I don't need anything. I'm just going to go to bed.
Are you sure, honey? I could draw a bath for you.
Don't bother. Night.
Knew I should have gone with the Sunny D.
Radioland is directed by Samuel Burton and produced by Abby Nielsen-Hunsaker. Executive produced by Benjamin Thevenin and assistant produced by Devin Sudweeks. Radioland is written by Samuel Burton, Elena Bender, and Hannah Hansen. Sound editing and design by Jared Richardson with help from David Crocker. Music by Marcus Richardson with an interlude performed by Jake Jensen. Featuring Jill Adler as Ruth McCann, Dave Winters as Stan Halliday, Alex Diaz as Gabriel Rodriguez, J.R. Cox as Reggie Ramirez, and Samuel Burton as Benny McCann, with poems read by Meg Flinders.